my daughter-in-law and I, my son and her mother were standing up because her mother had came to visit us. And she was going home, and we walked to a bus line, and a car passed with a drove a teenage in it. We don't know if they was white or if they was black because it was coming too fast. Threw a brick and struck her in the chest. We had to take her to the hospital. And, she stayed sick a long time. And we don't know till today who did it, because it was a car just speed by. And they didn't do it because they didn't like the person. They just did it just to be mystery, you know. So, I mean, that's terrible. We can't, even the policemen can't do anything about that. They tried. How can you catch a car speeding? You can't even catch the license no more. And some of those bad kids, when they're going to do their mystery there, they take the license plate off the back of the car. We have seen cars wrecked with the license off. We knew it right there. It was a stolen car. It would have had license on it. Because nobody couldn't take another person's license and use it.
Yeah. Now, at a wild party or a party where crimes are being committed, the police might come in and arrest the...
Raise the whole place?
Yeah, they might arrest the whole...
Everybody in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole... All the people in it, you say they arrested the whole...
The whole group. Yeah, I say they raised the party, which they arrest all the people who was there.
They carry them away in one of those...
Police wagons.
Mm-hmm. Now, any different types of people, racial or religious type groups of folks that you knew about when you were coming up or that you met after you left school?
Yes. I've known religious people. In fact, I married into one because my husband, Aunt, was very religious. She was Baptist. She was a steward in her church. And in fact, she was the mother of her church because she was the oldest member of that church.
Okay.
Have you heard
any names, say, for Oriental people, like Chinese or Japanese?
No, just Chinese and Japanese.
Okay. Or what about Catholics? What would those people call them? Or Jews? Did you ever hear names for Jews?
Well, I just know they're Jews.
Did you ever know anything named the Germans? Would they have for Germans or Italians? What would they call them?
They call them Dagos.
Dagos? Or...
That was just the name they give them. That wasn't a name for them. They are. The name is Italian. I don't know where the Dago come in from.
Yeah.
I think the Dago come in the same way like they did during the time we was called Negroes. Instead of Negroes, a lot of people said nigger. They didn't say Negro. They said nigger, you know. Even our own color would say that. You know, they said that's a low-down nigger, something like that.
Okay.
I mean, they used that expression. Well, they used the word Dago. Now, my father said, when they used the word dago, or nigger, or trash, or hoodlum, those meant that they were a common class of people. They wasn't fit to be around when they called them that. They weren't the decent people. Didn't matter what color their skin was, it was just bad.
Okay. Russians, or Poles, or did you have any names for them?
No.
Okay. Now, what party are you a member of? You're a member of what political party? Do you consider yourself one thing or another?
Or? What do you mean?
I mean, when you vote for one person or another?
Oh, I vote for who I think would be the best person qualified for the job, who I think it is.
Yeah.
I listen to the TV and hear what they say about both sides, and I don't care about the color of the skin. Who it is?
Both sides, you mean what? You mean the...
Of the parties that run it.
Which are?
Candidates. Now, they might have a candidate, in white or black, don't make any difference, if that candidate, I thought, was good and would do the best work for the state or for the city, I'd vote for him.
Okay.